Beginning tonight, Shirin Simen Reish Mem Dalud, we left off in the middle of Siv Gimel on page 10. The Mechaber said in the beginning of Siv Gimel, the top line on page 10, "In Bonu Einam Yehudim Li Yisrael Bayas B'Shabbos Be'Isser." If the Goyim built a house for a Jew on Shabbos Be'Isser, Nachon LaHachmir Shelo Yikonsebo, it is appropriate to be stringent not to enter the house. And that we discussed last night, and now we pick up in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Miyo, however, in Hisne Yisrael im Eino Yehudi Shalo Laso Slo Malacha B'Shabbos. If the Jew stipulated with the Goy not to do any work on Shabbos, the Ha'eino Yehudi Asa'a Bal Korcho L'maher L'hashla Malachto, and the Goy didn't listen, and even though he was told not to, he went against the will of the Jew, so he wanted to finish the job as soon as possible, says the Ramah, Ein Lachosh, you don't have to worry about it. So the Ramah is telling us here from the Mordechai, if you made a stipulation with the Goy not to work on Shabbos, and he goes ahead and works on Shabbos, so it's not your problem. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chof Beis, Bal Korcho, Rotzalomar Sha'ovar Al Tano Shehisno Imo Mikodem. The Goy went against the condition that you stipulated with him from the beginning. Al Kain Ein Lo Lachosh Loze. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Dahainu She'ein Tzarach Afilu Limchos Lo Od Be'eish Sha'os HaMalacha. Means to say, you don't even have to protest against him. You see him working on Shabbos, you told him not to, you don't have to even go over to him and tell him not to again, you could just leave it. Kain Luchah B'Mordechai V'Rabbeinu Yeruchim She'ein V'Kordin Zeh. This is clear from the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which are the source for this halacha. Shehuvu B'Beis Yosef L'Kamon V'Kain Luchah M'Bir HaGra. In the first wide line, the Mishabura then tells us, "Va'ayim b'Magen Avram shemefakfeg ma'od b'din zeh." Magen Avram is not very happy with this shita. Dekevan shu mechuber. Since we're talking about building a house, which is a mechuber lekarka, v'having milsa defarhesia, and it's a publicized thing, ika chashada deroim. There is a concern of chashad for those who see. They're not going to know that you made a tnai. Very nice that you made a condition with the goy, and he's going against the tnai. But the person walking down the street who sees the goy working on your house on Shabbos doesn't know that you made a tnai with him. And not only the Magen Avraham, but also the Yerabba has a great difficulty with this din of the Mordechai that the Ramah just brought down. The Alkein ain lahakel baza. Therefore, one should not be lenient like the Mordechai. Eliyira limchoslo ulamono mipu'ulaso. Rather, even if you made a stipulation with the guy not to work on Shabbos, and you find him working on Shabbos, you must go over and protest against him and say, "Please do not work on Shabbos." The cause of Eliyirabba, the Eliyirabba writes further, the mikomakom nirish she'ain tzarach litein lahem mos kadei shiyfsaku. You have to go over and make a machah, but you don't have to offer them a cash incentive to not work on Shabbos. Since that was the original stipulation you made, and they agreed to it. Ad kan dvarav, till here are the words of the Eliyirabba. Umashma milashono, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Eliyirabba's lashon is mashma, the imlo hisna mitchila, if you didn't make a stipulation with the goy from the beginning, ein dai b'mecha'aso b'lvad, then it's not enough just to protest against the goy working on Shabbos. Ela tzorach lefazer mima'osav kadei shiyisaku, then you would have to spend money in order to get him to stop working. V'nirish etamo de pasha, and it appears the reason is because you were negligent. The havelei lahasnos mitchila, you should have made a tnai from the beginning and you didn't. V'tzorach in ladina, and ladina, it needs investigation. We'll see a bir halacha in a moment. I want to just review what we saw in the Mishabura, see a quick note, and then we'll go to the bir halacha. So the Mishabura told us over here that which the Ramah brings from the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that a person who told the guy not to work on Shabbos and he finds him working on Shabbos, you're fine, you're good to go, you already made the stipulation, he didn't listen, that's not your problem. So that we saw the Magen Avraham and Eliyirabba argue and say, no, you have to go over and tell him not to work on Shabbos, even though you made the original stipulation, because someone who sees doesn't know you made a stipulation. And then the Eliyirabba says, you don't have to pay him money to stop working because you made the original stipulation. Mashma says the Chavetz Chaim, if you didn't make a stipulation originally, you'd have to go so far as to pay him money to stop working on Shabbos. So if you look at note number 21, he brings an amazing thing from the Kaf HaChayim. Ule'inyan scharo shela'usa kein. In terms of the reward that a person gets for paying money to get the guy to not work on Shabbos, Hevia Kaf HaChayim Maisa, he brings on a story. He paid a lot of money in order to convince the guy not to build his house on Shabbos. And the day finally came. Uparza Sreifa Gedola Be'ir, a big fire started spreading throughout the city, burning all the houses down. Ubagia Ha'esh Samach Lebesa, when the fire reached to his house, Hafach Hashem Yisbarach Esaruach Venitzel Beso. Hashem flipped around the wind the other way, and his house was safe from the fire. That's because he spent money to have the guy not work on Shabbos. The host of the Kavachayim adds on, Shim Zes Schara Bolam Hazeh. If that is a reward in this world, Alachas Kama Vakama Godol Schara Bolam Haba. Certainly he's got such a great schar in Olam Haba. Fine. Nice. Maisa. Let's see now the Bir Alocha. Top line on page number 10. V'ha'ena Yehudi Asoa Ba'akoracha. I am b'mishabura Sof Sivkotan Chavez, which we just read. B'masha Heveinu B'shem Hel Yeraba V'hisbarnu Tamu. Look what we just wrote, B'Shem Da Yerabba, and how he explained it. Da Havilei Lahasnos Mitchila, that he should have made a stipulation from the beginning. V'lechore Yesh Lahavi Raya Me'avodas Gilulim Chavbez. L'chore coming a Raya from a Gemara Avodah Zarah Chavbez. D'mash Mesham D'rak L'Rabbi Shum Ben Elazar Amrinan Lei L'Eino Yehudi V'tzayis. Only Rabbi Shum Ben Elazar is of the opinion that once the guy starts working and you come over to him and say, please don't work on Shabbos, that he will listen to you. That's his opinion. Avalo Rabbi Shum Gamliel Eino Yehudi Lo Tzayis. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to assume the guy is not going to listen to you. Ulakach oser shom lahaskir lo merchatzo betchila. Therefore, he asers renting out your merchatz to the guy without making a stipulation that he can't work on Shabbos. Because if you're going to go later and tell him not to work on Shabbos, shebevade lo yishmo lo achar kaka shiomer lo shelo yecham menu b'Shabbos. Once he starts working already on Shabbos and say, please don't do that, he's not going to listen to you. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to sell the goy the merchatz unless you stipulated first that he can't work on Shabbos. V'imkein hachinami l'inyan kibolas. If so, the same din would apply over here when it comes to a kablonus. Posho b'mashe lo hisna mitchilu imo. You are negligent by not making the conditions from the very beginning. The basof lo tzayis, because in the end he's not going to listen. So that's what Eli Rabba says, the goy is not going to listen to you at the end of the day when you tell him not to work on Shabbos, and therefore you must stipulate in the beginning. And that is the din, both by a merchatz that you're renting out to him, and any work that he's doing for you as a kablon. Now if you skip four lines, mikomokom ledino tzarachi, and however, lemaisa needs a little bit of investigation, the me'aramba mashma de kibolas mutter limser lo lechatchila. Because when it comes to kablonos, the Rambam is mashma that it's mutter to give it to him without a stipulation in the beginning. Elo dekishiyagia yom Shabbos yimuchenu. But when it comes to Shabbos, then you'll protest against him. V'lo yanichenu lasas malacha. So the Rambam seems to be saying that by a case of kablonos, it's okay not to make a stipulation in the beginning. You'll ask him not to work on Shabbos later. Yet when it comes to a merchatz, there the Rambam says you can't rent it out the merchatz unless you make the stipulation in the beginning. So it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. We have to make the following chiluk, says the Chafetz Chaim within the Rambam. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there's a chiluk. In a case where you're renting out a bathhouse to him, so it's totally his bathhouse. He's getting all the profits, he's running it, he's doing everything. You have no shachas, you just rented it to him. There we don't trust him that he's just going to not work on Shabbos when you come over to him and say, by the way, please don't work on Shabbos. So there the Rambam paskens, it's usher to rent it to him unless you make a stipulation by the time of the rental. Mashenkin, when it comes to a kablonus, there you're still having a business relationship together. He's working for you, you're just paying him for the job, but he's working for you, the earnings are all going to you, and there we believe he's more likely to listen to you later. And therefore, although everyone comes out, like the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that when you are renting out a bathhouse, that you would have to make a stipulation at the time of the rental and not rely on the guy listening to you later, when it comes to a kablonus, there we have this machlokas between what the Eli Rabba seems to say and what the Rambam seems to say. That's not so pashut of whether you have to make a stipulation in the beginning or you can rely on the fact that the guy will listen to you later. And we go right to the Siv Dalet.
The Chiyum Macha and him listening to you are two separate things or the same thing? Like, meaning the Chiyum Macha, what you have to protest and getting him to stop.
No, if there's a Chiyum Macha, there's a Chiyum Macha.
That he shouldn't, but let's say he doesn't listen, you still have Chiyum Macha, even though he might not listen to you, right?
Yes. That's exactly what that's machlokas. I mean, that's exactly what the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba are saying, that even though you made a stipulation, you still have to ask him to stop, but you wouldn't have to spend money on it, right? The first opinion that the Mordechai and the Rabbi Yerucham, which the Ramah brings down, hold that once you made a stipulation, you're off the hook no matter what. That was the machlokas. But let's go back to the Siv Dalet. Meleches Farhesya, a public kind of malacha. Now, it's not. It doesn't mean that you're doing it in public. It means a malacha that is known. A known malacha, you'll see why it has to mean that way. Afilu b'metaltalin, even if it is movable property, it's not mechubar l'karka. Kigon tzvina hayedua l'Yisrael. For example, a boat that is known to belong to a Jew that is being built by a goy, dino kemo malachas mechubar. It has the same din of malachas mechubar, the same problems of maris ayim, and therefore would be usher for the goy to be working on it on Shabbos. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nochav Gimel, he writes, Ein Mari Sha'osa Osa Bershus Yisrael. We're not talking about over here where the guy is building a boat for a Jew in the house of the Jew. The Ihachi, because if he was doing it in the house of the Jew, Afilu Hayadinu Rak Metatlin Da'alma. Even if the boat would have a din of regular metatlin, like sewing a garment, Gamkin Haya Asr, that also would be Asr to do it in the Jew's house. Like we'll see later in Simen Reish Nun Beisiv Beis. The Afim Metatlin Asrim Osa Osa Bershus Yisrael. Because doing anything with metatlin is Asr if you're doing it in the house of the Jew. Elamari Shaloba Beis. So rather, we're talking about over here where he's doing the malacha not in the house of the Jew, and still it's going to be aser. But the I am the Magen Avraham Ushari Achronim. Look at the Magen Avraham and other Achronim. The Davka im Osa es Asvina b'Makom Golim b'Fursim. It's Davka if you're doing it in a revealed and publicized place. The im Bitzina ein lahachmir. But if you're doing it totally in private, you don't have to be machmir. Like you'll be clear in Simen Reish Nun Beis of Gimel. From the fact that he brings to the Magen Avraham that it's dafka if you're doing it b'mokum ha-golium b'fursum, it's clear that's not what the Mechaber meant when he said malacha sfarhesya. Doesn't mean that, because otherwise you don't need the Magen Avraham to say that. So malacha sfarhesya means a work that you're doing on metaltalin, but it's known to belong to a Jew, so then it is also like mechuber, but that the Magen Avraham is saying, staff if you're doing it in a publicized place. There is a short prayer halacha over here that we'll see on the bottom of page 10. Dina kama malachas mechuber. I am the siman reish nun beis of gimel. The kasa of shama mechaber al din ze. Later on, the mechaber brings the same din and he writes, yesh lahachmir velesor. One should be stringent and aser. Mashma de lav midina kasav kain. It's mashma that it's not aser mikra din. You should be machmir to aser. Vu soser lahach tocha. It's a stira to what we're saying over here. Here we're saying it's like mechuber, that it's aser mikra din to have the guy doing it out in the open. And therefore, that's a stira in the mechaber. Kain kasav magen avram, besim reishon beis, of katan yud. Vigam magrab biuru sham kasav de soser lahach tocha. So the Achronim all point out that there is a stira in the Mechaber. So what's the Lamaisa? Uladina Masha me Achronim de Tosu Lahach de Hocha Le'ikr. The Achronim seem to take on what the Mechaber says over here as the Ikr Halacha, that it is in fact Osir me Ikr Adin. Vechein Masha me Shom Magen Avram Gufa Ayin Shom. And now we go back to the Sifhei. A new case. Im Sochar Einu Yehudi Lishana O Lishtayim Sheyichtov Lo O Sheyerag Lo Beged. If a person hired a guy for a year or two to be his writer or to be his sewer, his weaver of garments, hareze kosei v'oreg b'Shabbos, then the guy can write and weave on Shabbos. Ki ilu kotzatz imo sheyichtov lo sefer o sheyerag lo beged, as if he was hired by the job. Meaning the same way that if you hired him by the job, you know, write for me a book or weave for me a garment, so he could do it, assuming a few criteria are met, he could do whenever he wants, because he's doing it for himself. He wants to finish it earlier. But the same way, if you give him a job by the job, you hire him by the job, he could do it even on Shabbos. The chiddush of the mechaber over here is that you hired the guy to work for you for a year or two. It's a time job. He also could work on Shabbos. And we'll see the explanation shortly. But let's finish the mechaber. So he can do the work even on Shabbos as if you gave him the hiring by the job. Shu osa b'chalei shir, so that he can do whatever he wants. V'hu shelo yachshov imo yom yom. That's first of all that you don't cheshbe with him every single day, that he must work every single day. And secondly, v'lo yasa malacha b'beis Yisrael. And he also can't do this malacha in the Jew's house. V'yesh misha oser besocher einu Yehudi lezman. There are those who say it's not true. You cannot hire a guy to be working by the time, only by the job. So the Mechaber says it's mutter. The Yesh Omer says that it's the Mechaber brings the first shita that says that it is mutter for him to work on Shabbos. And the second opinion that the Mechaber brings is yesh misha oser. This case is oser. You can't compare it when you're hiring the person to work and do a complete job to hire him to work for a year or two. And we'll explain everything now in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Nochav Dalet. So we said if you hired a non-Jew for a year or two to write for you or to weave for you, Kosav Magen Avram, Kavanas HaRambam, this is quoting the Rambam, the Kavanah of the Rambam is, Kederach HaSorim Sheyesh Lem Sofer Miyuchad. like these officers, these chashuvim, that they have their own private scribe. Ochayet miyuchod, they have their own private tailor. Shebuchol eisha tzarech hasar lichtov mechuyav lo lichtov. Anytime that the sar wants and they renounce, he's mechuyav to write for him. Ube'eisha ein tzarech lo yoshev abatel. Well, he has nothing for him to write, so he can just hang out, do whatever he wants. V'lochein mutter lichtov olerog b'shabbos. And therefore, if he's hired for a year or two to be the official writer when there is writing to be done, so that's why when he has writing or sewing to be done, it could be done even on Shabbos. Why? Shu osa b'chol yishayirza, because he can do the job whenever he wants. Sherei ha'Yisrael ein omer lo lasos b'shabbos. The Jews not tell you do it on Shabbos. V'imratza osa l'machar. The Jew says, you know, I want you to, you know, write up this whatever. So he doesn't have to do it that minute. He can do it the next day. He can do it on Sunday. So if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, so that's the comparison between hiring him to write a book and hiring him just to be a writer for the year, because you don't always have things for him to write. So when you have the things, so he can write it when he gets a chance. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. It can be on Sunday. Memela, if he does it on Shabbos, it's okay. Ve'ena Yisrael marviach b'masha osa b'Shabbos. There's no gain for the Yisrael if he does it on Shabbos over Sunday. The Jew doesn't care. Avol, however, im secharo le'erag lo tamid b'shana zo, o lichtav lo tamid, but if he hired him to be weaving for him consistently throughout the year, or to write for him every day throughout the year, osur aflo ha-rambam lichtav lo b'shabbos, that changes everything. Then it would be osur for him to write on Shabbos. Af she'en medaktek olav al bitul ezayom. Even if the Jew is pretty laid back, and if he wants to take off a day, the Jew is okay with it. Even so, mikomakom hare marviach haYisrael b'asiyaso. L'maisa, the Jew gains by him doing it. So therefore, that is the understanding of the Rambam through the eyes of the Magen Avraham. That the Rambam means that when you're hiring him for the year or two, it's that it's on and off kind of job, and that way he could really do it on Shabbos, he could do it on Sunday, so if he chooses Shabbos, it's okay. But if you hire him to do consistent work every single day, even if you're chilled out and you let him take off a day here and there, but you like it to be every day, then it's going to be usher, because then you're ma'ariv by him working on Shabbos, because you have work for him every single day. That's the Magen Avraham. Umeataz mashma, the taz is mashma, the gambich agavno choshev la'ramam kablonus. Even that case, where you have work for him to do every day, but you're chilled out if he takes off a day here and there, that also will have the same din as kablonus. Since lemaisa, you're okay with him taking off a day, so the same way he could, in the earlier case, he could choose to do it on Sunday because he's off half the year. So he's not off half the year, but if he wants to do it on Sunday, you're okay with it, so therefore, it will get the same din according to the Taz. But if the Jewish boss is makbid that he shouldn't have one day going to waste, then obviously asur l'kliyama. Then obviously it's asur. So you see, the Taz is like one madrega more lenient. The Magen Avraham said only if he works sometimes, doesn't work other times, then it's okay. But if he works every day, even if the boss is okay with him taking off once in a while, then it's asur. The Taz says, no, that's the case of the Rambam Matirs, where you're okay with him taking off a day once in a while, that's what it's mutter for him to do. But if you're makbid that he never takes off a day, so obviously then it's going to be usher. So that's the machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, how to understand the Rambam. We're going to come back to this machlokas shortly. So then he says, again, the imhum, fourth to last line, the imhum makbid alo shalo yeshev ezi yom batov, is makbid that he shouldn't take any days off, usher lo kuyam, it's usher for, according to everyone. Da'avi kilu tzivo lasas v'yom ha-shabbos, then it's kilu you commanded him to do the malach on Shabbos. Od kasva taz, the taz says something else that makes a lot of sense. Dim secharo ligmar sefer obege toch osos man. If you hire him to write a book or to weave a garment during that time period, who can makbid? Then it's like your makbid that he does it on Shabbos. Vahainu bishe yadua di efsher ligmar im lo yasek on b'Shabbos. In other words, you hire him to write a book for a month, and you know you can't possibly write that book unless you work all 30 days of the month. So that's Ke'ilu, you're commanding him to work on Shabbos, because there's no way he can get the book done unless he works on Shabbos. That's usher. The Avshim Yenos Atzmo V'yesha B'Laila Yuchal Ligmur B'chol. And even though he can decide to stay up all night Thursday night writing instead of on Shabbos, it theoretically could be done without writing on Shabbos. Afa Pikein Haveze Kimitzavilo Lasos B'Shabbos. Still, that's considered commanding him to do it on Shabbos. It's Zokta Taz, that if you command him to do a job in a time period that he can't get it done unless he works on Shabbos, even if he could stay up nights and do it instead, that's going to be usher, because it's Ke'ilu, you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos Sekoton Chav Hei. The Lashon of the Mechaber is very strange, because it says that you im sochar eino Yehudi l'shana l'shayim sheyichtov lo, that he should be your writer. So it should say, O sheyeraglo, or he should be your weaver. It shouldn't say, O sheyeraglo beged. We're not talking about a case you're hiring for the job. You're hiring him to be your writer or your weaver. So the Mishabura says, if Katnul Chafei, O sheyeraglo hareze, kein tzarach loma. He takes out the word beged. The word beged doesn't really belong in the Machaber. Says the Mishabura writer, turning to page Vav, Sivkotan Chavav. We had two criteria. Number one is shelo yachshav imo yom yom. You shouldn't be on top of him and be makbar on every single day. Rotzaloma shelo yedatik olav imavatel ez yom amalachto. You shouldn't be so medactic on him that he can't miss one day of work. That would be both lefi the Magen Avraham and lefi the Taz. It would be a problem. Number two was that he can't do the job in a base Israel. Sifkat nochav zayin debaze afilu kablonos gemura aser. Because then, even if it's a regular kablonos, if it's done in the Jewish house, like we saw already quoted a few times, it's aser. Like we'll see officially later on in Siman Reish Nun Beis. So till there is the sheet of the Rambam, and now we end the mechaber by saying v'yesh mi sha'oser besocher ein yehudi lezman. There are those who aser. Now, those who aser, Zakta Mishabura, Chavches, who das arrived? That is the Ravid who argues the Rambam. But now the Mishabura is going to go through the understanding of the Rambam of the Magen Avraham and the understanding of the Rambam of the Taz and explain how the Ravid argues. It's obviously two different Nakudas, Lefida, two different Achronim. So says the Mishabura, Vinei Ledasa Taz Hanal, according to the opinion of the Taz, it has to be the case where the Rambam was matir, that's where the Rav is going to aser. So according to the Taz, the Rambam was matir in a case where he's working every day, but he's chilled out if he takes off a day here and there. It works out very posh, why you should be machmir. The Rav is very understandable. This sphere, like as the Rav holds, the Av She'eno Makbid Al Bitulo, even though he's not Makbid for him to miss a day here and there, Mikom Mokom Harei HaYisrael Marviach HaYodo. For the Maisa, the Jew is gaining by him working on Shabbos, because he has him working in general every single day. So by working on Shabbos, he's being Marviach. Uladasa Magen Avraham Hanal, and according to the Magen Avraham, who learned the Heter of the Rambam is only when he's working a few days, and he's off a few days, whenever there's a job, so he does the job, otherwise he's off. So why would the Ravid be makbid in that case that it's aser? Uladasa Magen Avraham Hanal, gam ken nichir, also makes sense. The Svir Leila HaRavid, the Ravid holds, that Yisrael marviach b'masha osa b'shabbos. The Yisrael is gaining by the guy working on Shabbos in that case as well. Why? Because who knows when he's going to need his next writing job. Maybe he'll need his next writing job tomorrow. If he doesn't do this one on Shabbos, and he waits till Sunday, maybe Sunday's a new job, and he'll want it on Sunday. And therefore, even in that more lenient case, where the Magen Avraham says the Rambam is Mekil, in that case, the Ravid is going to be Machmir. Let's end with the Bir Halacha on the top of Vav and Aleph, V'yesh Misha Oser. Ayin bel Yerabba shadaita lahoros kadeh harishona. The Yerabba is of the opinion to pass like the Rambam, the first opinion. Umikomakom nochon lechadchila. However, lechatchila, it is good and appropriate to be yotze also the second shita of the Ravid. Shekein gam ha-magen mishan nisha etzlo din shal ha-rambam b'tzarachiyan. Because the Magen Mishnah also left off with the Rambam as a tzarachiyan, he didn't understand the Rambam. The gam ha-levush kosav de mistaber das ha-ravid. The levush also writes that the Ravid makes more sense. El de mashma de levush mefarish plutayu kedas ha-taz. But here's the key point. Zok the Bir Halacha, even though Levush comes out that the Ravid makes more sense to be Machmir, but he understands the Ravid like the Taz, which means that even though he comes out Yishvi Machbid, it's on the more Chomer the case of the, where the Ravid said the Machlokas is. Where the Taz said the Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid was, which was a case where he works every day, but he doesn't mind if it takes off once in a while. So even though the Levush is Machmir like the Ravid, but he's only Machmir on the Ravid like the Taz, which is the case that he normally works every day and takes off once in a while. In that case, you shouldn't have the guy working on Shabbos. V'nirid ba'ofen shemariya Magen Avraham. But in the case where the Magen Avraham understood the Machlokas of the Rambam and the Ravid, where he works some days, doesn't work other days, only when there's a job, l'kuli alma muti l'das ha'levush. According to the Levush, that will be permissible. So it comes out, according to the Levush, even though he says one should be machmir lemais like the Ravid, it's only the Ravid lefi the Taz, not the Ravid lefi the Magen Avraham. Meaning that one, if he hired the guy to work whenever he has a writing job, then it would be okay for the guy to do the writing on Shabbos. However, if he hired him and he expects him to write every day, even though he'll give him off a day once in a while, he's not so machbid, then it would be aser. That is the Bir Halacha. Emir Tashem, on Sunday, we will finish the Sif with doing the Rama, and we'll go weiter. Yashar Koyach.